Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
No, I was going to do it later, but we might as well do the partnership thing, because I came away... It's frustrating, but I think it was typified. There's a fella on the road behind. I mentioned it on my reaction video last night. Is he kept going, like, he's a 1 in 18 striker. He's a 1 in 18 striker. He needs 18 chances, and then he missed two more, and he go 1 in 19.
Oh, that's a goal in, a game for him. How many chances he gets?
I know. Yeah, to be fair,
it is. Yeah, but it also then, and I was going, and I sort of hate it when people get a bit negative around me, and I'll call it out at times. But I turned and like laughed with him, and he can't. But he just went. But he's just so entertaining, isn't he? And that's my thing on this. And I used this analogy on a show the other day, but there's like there's a book I've been reading with my daughter, and there's a glass half full analogy in it. Yeah. And it basically says, you know, like the kid who's miserable sees it a glass half empty, and the dad is happy, sees it a glass half full. And said, ultimately, we're looking at the same thing, and we're looking at the same cup, it's got the same amount of milk in. It's just that one of us is happy and the other one isn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's dividing people on Nunes, is that there's a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of like, I'm worried, and it worries me. And it's like, man, you think about like your gas and Lechy bills or something, you know what I mean? Like genuinely, there's plenty of things
some
to actually worry about.
Some think FSG's wallet's like their wallet. They're like, oh, all this money we've spent. I'm like, you haven't spent it. Like, don't you be worrying about the price tag. That's the last thing you need to think about.
But we own him now, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to be done about it, you know what I mean? Okay, we could buy another player, I guess, or we could sell him or whatever. You know, he's there, and there's enough there. I just... For me, and you know, Andy, we were talking about the Man City game before we went, about how it was annoying to lose to them, but there's a little bit of like, it's nice just to be back watching the footy again. Yeah. And that's kind of my take on Darwin Nunes, is that I'm just enjoying watching him play. And I know that might seem a bit, I don't know, a bit basic or a bit, I don't, maybe it's a bit naive of me, I don't know. Like maybe I should be demanding that he scores a goal a game.
Yeah.
But like, football's entertaining, and it's meant to be an entertainment. And you know, whilst we're still winning games of football, I can put up with him being on a process. He doesn't need to be the finished article just now, but I'm seeing loads of stuff in there that says I think he's really good.
Yeah, first of all, like, did anyone clock on to the minute he lost his bobble and he was just running around like Tarzan for 2 minutes?
His hair's out now.
I thought, he's that mad? He's missed a couple of chances. He's lashed off and thought, I'm trying something different here, you know? He's like, that Andy Carroll chat really got to his head.
Yeah.
where I'm kind of at with Nunez at the minute, and I think you see the grinder right behind him, right behind him. Every single thing he does, whether he's missed the easiest chant in the world, you're getting that Nunez, Nunez, Nunez thing over and over. And I think that's brilliant, and I think that will really help him long term. I think we've got a little bit of a thing because of how the media's treated this, and how social media is these days, and how they're treating it, and the comparisons to Haaland, etc., that we had before we came in. We really feel like we need to fully defend him, and because the media are, you know, Sky Sports putting miss compilations up, and the hat trick and misses, and the good and bad of Darwin Nunez, is sort of like, when has a striker ever sort of been judged to this standard before? I feel like we think that we really need to fully you go the other way on it, and I think there is a little, well, I think there's several middle grounds of fall, and closer to the idea that Nunez is going to be a brilliant player for us. But you know, you don't have to say that I'm absolutely convinced that he's going to be the best striker in the world. There can be a kind of in between where we're saying, there's a hell of a lot he's doing that's really encouraging. You know, those runs in behind, the pace, his power, and like, there's one moment as well where I think it's Face, you know, lets the ball bounce, and you just knew Nunez was going to knock him out of the way and get on the ball and get a chance. There's so much of that that's encouraging, but at the same time, you don't have to say, I'm absolutely convinced it's gonna, you know, it's gonna click, Evans is gonna click. Well, you know, there is a possibility it might not, and you know that you know, it is only 22.
There's a possibility though. Sorry, Andy, is that he might not be a 25 goal a season forward. He might not be. But like, as long as he's creating opportunities for others, like, you know, you ask Michael Owen who his favourite partner was. He's not going to say Robbie Fowler. He's not going to say Nicholas Anelka. He's not going to say Javier Hernandez or anyone in between. He says Emil Heskey. Because Emil Heskey made Michael Owen work. You know, he crafted space and opportunities. He took attention away from defenders with his own pace and power that afforded Michael Owen opportunities to score his own goals for himself. And that's the thing that Nunes is doing. And that's where he's got, I said, grace period. Like, it's going to run out. I don't really care. I don't really seriously need to think about it. Because right now, he's coming into the team. He is scoring goals. He's scored loads of goals, but he scored goals. He scored, you know, I'm actually interested to see what his goal scoring rate's been like compared to other Liverpool forwards' first half seasons. I might do that at some point today or in the next week because I think it'll be interesting. But he's making shit happen. You know, he's going past people, he's causing opportunities, he's creating big chances in a football match. And we're having a boss time.
If he wasn't getting in those positions, then I'd be worried. But he's in the right space all the time. Like, he looks dangerous.
Even like a striker. He's just a striker, and you say, he's getting in the right positions. But if your sole job is to stand between the width of the 18-yard box or the post and put the ball in the back of the net, then that's more concerning. But he's running channels and he's holding the ball up and he's bringing people into play as well. His all-round play is so deadly.
Absolutely. I feel like there's a bit of an expectation now that when we sign goal scorers that they're just going to be like Mo, come straight in and be absolutely fine and straight away. That's a bit of a worry with signing Cody. Like, I'm worried people are going to just expect him to be like scoring loads of goals then. And like, you look at Diaz, he come in and he was brilliant straight away. And I think everyone's expecting, like, that's what we've signed them for, to come straight in and score goals, which obviously you sign these players because you want them to score, but you have to give them a grace period and a bit of time. And to be honest, we haven't really gave Nunes like the biggest time to bed in. He's thrown straight in now. He hasn't had that much time to bed in, and he's just mad. I love watching him. He's just absolutely crazy. And even when he does something wrong, it was so funny. The lad behind me kept going, "Unlucky," and clapping, "Love you, unlucky." He was going, "It's all right, don't worry, lad," like as if we could hear him from up a mate. That support that you were saying, the way the crowd just chanting Nunes, like even just the people around me, he'd miss like an open goal and everyone would be like, "Unlucky, it's fine, don't worry, you know, there'll be another one, don't worry."
No, and I think that's important, and it's important that it gets mentioned. You know, you both mentioned it now. The support inside the ground for Nunes is paramount. You know what I mean? That's the most important
inside
thing.
The ground compared to like what you see online. No, online, even some people who claim to be Liverpool fans online, they're the ones that are like, "I'm worried," you know. But like, no one in the ground seems worried.
And I think there is a thing where if you're a little bit removed from it, maybe you don't feel that. It's harder to feel the electricity through the telly because you've also got commentators whose only way of discussing football is to discussing who's done something wrong.
If you're listening to like the likes of Gary Neville going, "Oh, again, he's missed again, this is getting a worry now," then you're gonna go, "Ooh." Do you know what I mean?
Whether you realise it or not, like, I mean, and even if you're aware of it and you're resistant to it, it builds up. You can't help but feel it drips into you. And you're dead right. Just to clarify for everyone, Gary Neville wants Darwin Nunes to be shit.
Yeah, of course.
Because Gary Neville wants Liverpool to be shit.
By the way, I love the idea that, like, if you listen to Gary Neville going, "Ooh," you're going to go, "Ooh." And if you sat in front of a guy going, "Love you," you're going to go, "I love
you." Well, that's literally it, though. He was behind me going, "It's all right." And I was going, "Do you know what it is? It's all right."
Do you know what
it's
I actually...
He'll get another chance, and then he did, and he didn't score that one, but it was all right.
Get another one.
It's all right. Still love you.
On a brief tactical point about him, what really encourages me is I saw him, you know, sort of first couple of games, when he comes on against City, and he's got that space to run in behind, he's deadly. And when he's got space to run in behind, and on the left-hand channel, he's going to be deadly. My slight concern was when teams come to Anfield and sit in, you're not going to have that space to run in behind, but he's almost like conquered that. He's almost like, you can play as low a block as you like. He's so quick and his movement's so good that he's going to find space in behind no matter how deep you come and play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be so encouraging for breaking down these teams that come to Anfield and try and frustrate us like Leicester did.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
To my mind, just on the Leicester performance from Nunes, look, he should score again. You know, he's had a few of them in, since we've come back where you go, come on, mate, you've got to bury them. But he's laid on between 2 to 3 and certainly one magnificent opportunity for Mo Salah to score there.
Yes.
And that's a big thing for me. That, and so some of that criticisms of Darwin Nunes, it was a bit like the criticisms of Trent Alexander-Arnold sometimes. Like, well, you know, he's not got the assist. It's like, yeah, but have you seen the passes he's been playing? He's still playing passes into good areas, but you can't get an assist unless someone sticks the ball in the back of the net, you know. And the one in particular where he brings it down and he charges basically through the middle of their team and he draws all everyone with him and he just slots this like angled ball through to Salah. It's a magnificent pass. It's a great run. It's so direct and all of a sudden Mo Salah's in on goal and he just, you know, again, I think that's a little bit of understanding as well. I don't know where Salah truly expects sometimes quite what's going to happen, because I don't think Nunes really knows. He's an agent of chaos in every sort of way, but he's given Salah an opportunity to put the game to bed there. And that's almost on Salah, you know, because he can score them. He does score them. And I think if you can walk away from that and Nunes has bagged an assist for the winning goal, and technically, look, he's got an assist for the
goal.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's claiming the goal, by the way. Yeah. He goes and does a big knee slide in front of the main stand. I was like, that's not how goals work, mate. He literally did, though.
He was like, yep, that's mine.
Yeah. And I had no idea from the other end of the ground. I was like, go ahead, Darwin. Yeah, he scored again. Brilliant. What a finish.
That pass for Salah, for the one he misses, is unbelievable. Now, there's some passes where you're in the ground. Half the time when you sit up high, as you were, Abin, as I was last night as well, you see the pass before the players see it.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes a really obvious pass out, like the one against City where he didn't play, famously. That pass wasn't on, from what I could see. And he threads it through the eye of a needle, and it's absolutely perfect. And that's where I sort of think, you know, when some people are saying he's purely physical, he's purely pace, and he can be effective in that, that's where I think, no, he actually does have that real talent on the ball as well.
And he's clearly got a willingness to link up with Salah. And I think almost a little bit to his detriment in a couple of opportunities where I think he runs through and he's decided he's passing to Salah regardless of the situation.
You're begging him to be selfish for a minute. You're just like, go on, and then he passes it to Mo. That one where he passes it just that little bit too slow.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. He's just like, oh, although it was a bit of a difficult angle if he was to try and bury it, but he seems like the type of player where it's like he'll bury the really difficult ones and then the easy ones just go straight past, you know what I mean?
He feels like the kind of person who, you know, you get dead pissed off with, and you know, because every time he goes to the shops, he just comes back with like mad kind of stuff, and then you get so cross from you, and then the last time you think, well, maybe this time he'll bring the right shopping back, and he brings you some flowers instead, and you're like, oh, you've still like got it wrong. But aren't you lovely? I think that's it. I think his decision making is a big part of it. There's a real eagerness there to make sure he's linking up with Salah. I think Salah's got a bit of that in return as well, because that's often the concern when you bring a lad in, and we've seen it happen with. Salah had a little bit when he first kind of came in. Jota had a bit of it when he was integrated into the side. Yeah. And Diaz has certainly had it. I think these guys are the guys. I like the fact that Nunes is trying to play to him, and I like the fact that I think that's the way to win Salah's heart over a little bit as well, yeah. as make sure you feel like you're a foil for him. But I don't want Salah to think, oh, God, this guy's the new kid on the block, and he's going to be stealing all my goals and chances. I don't want him going into his shell. Does feel like there's a nice synergy between the two.
Yeah, he doesn't look
them.
As though he feels that, though. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't look like there's any sort of a bad vibe like that, because you see Salah threaded through to Nunes as well. You know, it doesn't seem like there's that sort of, like, competition at all. I mean, when you look at the top goal scorers now, Mo's nowhere near at the minute, and he will want to claw that back 100%, but if he's not burying some of those chances that he got last night, then he's not going to. But hopefully those things do come. I feel like, because we're already sixth of the table as it is, I feel like I'm just trying to enjoy it a little bit more, with a little bit more of like a breath of fresh air without feeling sick. You know, when you stood there last season, you just felt sick the whole time. Yeah. I'd have been saying that game last night, I'd be going, oh, we were really lucky, but like we grinded out a win. But with two own goals like that, we didn't grind anything out at all, really. We were just lucky to be handed the 3 points in the way that we were, to be honest, because it easily lost that. But I didn't feel that horrible sick feeling about it like I would have last season.
You just need things to hang your hat on as a football fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you need to know what you're going for. And if you can't guarantee that Liverpool are going to be this all-conquering force that they have been at times over the last 5 years, then I need to know that I've got something that's going to get me excited. It's going to get the juices flowing when I go to Anfield, something to buy into. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, it's newness. You know, the atmosphere at Anfield against Leicester was rubbish. It was flat. And look, this is one of those mad synergy things again where you feed off the team feeds off the crowds, chicken and the egg, what comes first? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the team playing well is what kickstarts a lot of this. And, you know, none of the chants were particularly taken off. Ali came in late and it was flat. Virgil half-heartedly got his song sung once. Salah got his song because he had a big opportunity, missed it, and everyone chanted Nunes first. I think the cop went, oh shit, actually we messed with it. Salah did really well there. Let's give him a bit of love. But that Nunes thing is just a thing that's kind of keeping us going. And look, it's not just like happy clappy nonsense of let's just blindly support a guy because he plays for Liverpool. And, you know, which we should be doing anyway, to be fair, because that's the role of the supporter. But he's given us these moments in games of football that I'm walking away like jaw on the floor, like wow. You know, it's nice to have that as someone who's that electrifying in the team. I saw Neil Atkinson call him the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. Yeah. And he's not wrong. You know, I'm kind of upset that he got to a wrestling reference before me, but he's downright. That's what you kind of want, and if we were losing, or we were on a losing streak and it was just that and that was your only thing, that would be a bit sad, but it would be something. But, you know, as it is, we've kind of turned our form around, and Darwin Nunes has been central to that. And sometimes I wonder whether, because of the existence of Erling Haaland and the idea that he's a centre-forward, for me, his best work's all done wide. You know, it's that pace and making things happen. If we'd bought him and everyone had said he's a winger, I think we would be like pissing our pants, like ecstatic of how good this lad's been. Yeah. But somehow he's fallen foul of this notion that he's got to be the main 30 goal a season man for Liverpool. That might come, it might not, but as long as he's still making shit happen, I'm kind of not asked.
Yeah, and we'll see how Klopp decides to work it if Gakpo does come in while Diaz stays injured. You never know, he might, because Gakpo can play, a striker, he can play, so you never know how Klopp's going to use him. He might end up moving Nunes on the left, you never know.
Well,
bit of a rotation, because didn't Gakpo play on the right in one of the games?
Well, he played, and Klopp was keen to stress the fact that he can play in all of those. He can play in a 10, he can play at centre forward in a 2, he can play left, he can play right. So, it gives us a bit more flexibility in that. I think that's key, because his pace in the channels, Nunes, is so important, because he's the fastest player we've got by an absolute mile.
At one point, I remember watching the Rangers game, and I remember looking up, and because that was the first game we played all four, and I remember looking up, and like Salah was on the left, and Nunez was on the right, and Diaz and Jota were through the middle, and you just think, you know, this idea of an arbitrary formation of how we line up and who plays on the left, it's almost bollocks at this point because they interchange so much. But Justin, you made a point there that I thought was quite interesting, Paul, about, you know, how we're going there, and we're excited to watch Nunez, and it's not actually dissimilar to this time last season. Obviously, with more points on the board, we're in a title race. But we'd gone to some games in the first half of last season. I remember Brighton at home, we drew another stupid game at home at one point, and Brentford away, and we're dropping these points. And you sort of felt like, you know, there wasn't a lot to get excited about. We were getting there. And then we signed Diaz, and that was a catalyst. With Harvey Elliott back, and that was a catalyst. With Salah and Mane back from the World Cup, that was AFCON, that was a catalyst. Mm-hmm. With a League Cup run, that was a catalyst as well. And all of a sudden, all these things came together. And you look at our squad compared to City's last season, we had no right to be within one point of them for the title. We had no right whatsoever. But we did it based on that sort of spirit. And the likes of Nunez, you know, sort of getting a little bit more form, the likes of Agakpo coming back in, all those things could be something that just ignites our season slightly and makes us play sort of above the level of the actual players we have, hopefully.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. If anyone's watching, can I get your thoughts on Nunez so far? Because, you know, he's been... I just think... he's been polarising, but I don't think he really has. I think it's almost like people are being told that he's polarising, and it's making people overthink it a little bit. Like, you've got, like, there needs to be more. There needs to be, like, a root and branch investigation into everything. I just think he's had a very exciting start to his Liverpool career. He seems to be getting better and better. And I would again, to your point, Abby, before, he's getting to those positions. We know he can score them. I've seen him score them already. You know, take those kind of chances. He'll bury a few more. I don't know whether he'll ever be, like, he'll explode the way Suarez did, for example, or Torres. But I don't think anyone knows. He's that random that I could easily see him scoring 50 goals in a season, the way I could see him score 5, and then be all about, like, oh, it's all the work rate and the off the ball stuff. But yeah, let us know what your thoughts are on that one.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.